and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams indicted by a federal grand jury for unknown criminal charges. Here's ABC Senior Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky.
We know that he has been under investigation for almost a year, a third of his tenure in office. This started as campaign finance, but the investigation has expanded in recent months and has included some top members of the administration.
The indictment against Adams is expected to be unsealed later this morning. Florida's Gulf Coast and Panhandle bracing for what's expected to be a major hurricane. Helene forecast to make landfall later this evening is a Category 4 storm. Widespread flooding is expected up through Georgia throughout the night and tomorrow. The U.S. and its allies calling for a 21-day ceasefire in fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Overnight, an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon hit a building housing Syrian workers, killing 23. Kamala Harris to visit the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona tomorrow. This is ABC News. A federal judge giving the okay to a class action settlement over the toxic train crash in East Palestine, Ohio. The $600 million being paid by Norfolk Southern Railroad includes money for families and businesses within a 20-mile radius of the crash site. One more game for the A's in Oakland, with a team set to hit the road for good after this afternoon.
For the first time in 57 years after today, the Oakland Coliseum won't have a baseball team. For fans who grew up watching the A's in Oakland, like this reporter, it's a sad day. For concession workers, they're saying goodbye to their jobs.
We all are going to miss this place.
Brian Johansson will be at today's game.
If I start talking about it, I'll start crying.
Next season, the A's will play in Sacramento while waiting for a new stadium in Las Vegas. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Going up for auction tomorrow, the ball Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani hit for his 50th home run this year, opening bid $500,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An arrest this week in a long unsolved murder investigation in the La Crosse area. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Officials said 60-year-old Michael Pop of Toma is being held on a $1 million bail as the lone suspect in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. According to court documents, a DNA sample taken last year from Pop matches a sample that was collected during the 1985 autopsy. Dalloway was a 24-year-old UW La Crosse student who was found dead in Vernon County 4 days after going missing in 1985. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A recent school shooting in Georgia appears to be inspiring a rash of school threats. The Attorney General's office says more than 130 school threats have been reported in 28 Wisconsin school districts in just 2 weeks. The state runs a Speak Up, Speak Out tip line where anyone can report an anonymous tip about a concerning comment or post. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Love says he's feeling better each time out.
At the end of the day, it's all feel things. Feeling my body, feeling if I'm pushing too much, and my body's kind of just listening to my body, talking to me. And, the workout, even the workout pregame Sunday, I felt like I was moving around pretty well, and my body was responding well to it.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Summertime in September is going to continue right on through the rest of the week and the upcoming weekend. Today, sunny, 79 tonight, mostly clear, 52, near 80 tomorrow. And this trend will continue through the weekend with sunshine, upper 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Marathon County DA opens a criminal investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's moving of a voter drop box. Plus, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me in studio. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
I know, this is a good day.
It's
I like
a
Thursdays.
Great day. This is my favorite week of the year, this last week of September.
Yeah.
Favorite week of the year. Weather's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Packers have a huge game coming up on Sunday against the vaunted Minnesota Vikings. How can you not enjoy, like, life here right now?
And apple picking.
That too.
I just
the two in Wisconsin that, go hand in hand.
Well, that's what I'm this weekend.
Jim pointed out we scooped the press gazette.
I know.
You see that?
Yep.
Joe Cerugi's thing.
Front page of the paper today is Cerugi's turns 125 years old. We're way ahead of it.
Way ahead.
We had Joe
couple
in
hours,
here.
Couple hours.
You know, I so wish my son wasn't nearly as honest as he is. I wish he's a little bit more like me.
Yeah.
Because he said they could get free candy if they dropped anything when they're loading up the things. If they dropped anything on the floor, obviously they could either have it or throw it away. And be like, Dom, that white chocolate, cashew.
I dropped those turtles.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, drop a few and bring them home. No, I can't do that, Dad.
Wow.
Dom, it's not. And trust me, Joe Cerugi isn't going to have to turn in his Mercedes or ever turn those in a couple. Come on. And
it would have been
not do it.
Fun.
So disappointing in my son that he's too honest.
I was talking to some people about that interview and Joe didn't disclose a lot. You know?
No, he kept it pretty close to the vest.
He just is like, yeah, good customers.
Yeah, he would not do he didn't give away any trade secrets.
No, he wouldn't do that. And then I found it really interesting how many candy manufacturers there were.
Yeah.
And how few there are. And did Joe have anything?
Oh, yeah. How did he? Yeah. Yeah.
Survive.
Yeah.
Or did he acquire them?
You should probably go into another line of work.
The Lebanese brothers.
Yes.
But anyway.
Actually, we should have talked to him more, too, about Tony Shalhoub, see if we could get him on the show.
Yeah. That would have been cool. I actually wanted to talk to him a little about Lebanon and what his
me too. Yeah, we could talk a lot about that. I know
all that's in the news.
Oh my gosh! So,
yeah, that's a mess.
Well, even he said the one really serious thing. He said, "Why did you?" Why did you guys move over? He said, "To survive,
right?
For our family to survive,
yep. Right?"
Wow.
So
yeah, but I mean, you know what? I have so much respect for those types of people that come from those tough countries or whatever, and they come over here with zero and what they become. I just think, you know, I mean, it might sound corny about the American dream or whatever, but
no, it's not.
I don't know if an American back in those days could move to Germany and have nothing and become amazingly successful. But in America, you could.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
And even on a smaller scale, though Joe's got a good-sized company, I want to get those people on there. They were on the front page of the paper. Just these restaurateurs that came here.
Yeah, yeah.
And they opened up that place right on the block here. We
absolutely.
Get there. And I think that's cool. But we also turn out, I mean, you look at the leading companies, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial, you look at those 30 companies and you look at them, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, those companies didn't exist.
Right,
and
exactly.
You don't see that in Europe. You know, we have
that's
so
I mean,
many
yeah.
entrepreneurs, and those are big, you know, like Amazon and some of these huge companies that come out of the United States. So, no, the dream is alive and well. And
it's true.
You know, I have that
well,
show.
Well, even with our food trucks and during, like Todd, when he goes to, right. Was it the Haitian?
Caribbean Taste.
Caribbean yeah. Taste. Yep. I mean, something like that. Some guy moves here with,
yep.
I don't know what he came with. I'm
nothing.
Assuming that's what
yeah,
I mean. And just works his butt off and has an opportunity, right?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I have that show on Sundays, Lean Local, and talk about the local community here. And every month I feature what I call Green Bay's greatest. And it can be, you know, obviously the Northland Hotel could be Green Bay greatest. And but I had Bob Atwell on here. And, you know, he started a bank. I said, who starts a bank?
Yeah.
You know, that's just
yeah.
bank.
How do you start a bank?
Like, I think I'm going to go start a bank tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, honey, you know, it's mortgage your house. But his partner, Mike Daniels, those guys are entrepreneurs. Mike,
yeah.
even a little bit more than Bob, but Bob is, you know, very visionary. You know, and they second largest bank in Wisconsin. And
unbelievable.
These guys. But could they have done that in Germany? I don't know.
That's what I mean, though. Yeah.
I would say,
I mean,
no.
say, you know, whatever. I mean, we kind of put down our own country, but for the
man.
Outside looking in, I think they're like, oh, no, you guys got a great country.
Yeah. And they say that, too. They're
yeah.
always very grateful. And so, yeah, I think we have to talk about those things, because it's easy to talk about what's wrong. And
yeah.
there's stuff that's wrong, but there's a lot of stuff that's right. And, you know, I'm...
You know, okay, something you and I just talked about off air. You know, and I'm not going to, you know, fight, what's it called? I'm not going to die on that hill or fall on that sword or whatever.
Right,
but the Heritage Trail things, it seems like nobody's really that interested. It's like, oh, well, yeah, they got to be moved. Okay, big deal. And I think that's such a wonderful thing for downtown, because the Green Bay Packers are the iconic team in the National Football League. There's not even a – you can't say, well, the Bears – bull. The Green Bay Packers are the most iconic franchise in the history of football, which is the most popular sport in the United States of America by tenfold, okay?
Right.
Nobody sits around – God bless the Bucks, I hear their thing, but nobody sits around, hey, did you see that game against the Cavs last night? Boy, I can't wait for them to play the
right. –
Clippers this, you know, God bless them. And they got their fans, and the Brewers are doing great. And all the, but the Green Bay Packers are the most iconic thing. That is such a wonderful entity we have right there in downtown. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And the heritage that went into that with, here's where Vince Lombardi signed his first contract. Here's where so-and-so.
Heritage Trail.
And even on the Fox River Trail, there's a sign about Curly Lambeau's grave that it's due east,
oh, yeah.
I guess that would be, you'll just go due east from here, you'd be Curly Lambeau's.
And you know people do that.
Oh, no question. not even a question. So they got to move. I hate it that they have to move that.
The Packer really statue.
And nobody cares. It's like nobody gives a crap. It's like, oh, yeah, it's got to be moved. Oh, well.
We talked about.
I'm shocked at that.
A little bit in the interview with Bob yesterday, which, again, airs on Sunday. We talked about the Packers and... he talked about, like, kind of the, believe it or not, the low self-esteem of Green Bay. And, well, the Packers are here. They're going to do everything for
yeah.
us. And if they wouldn't be here, would we have worked harder to elevate our presence? We did talk about the downtown, some of his concerns, which pretty much parallel
but,
mine.
But I would say moving and, that gym destroys the whole Heritage Trail thing.
Well, it does.
And that goes right off the window then.
But where is the outcry?
Yeah, there is none.
Yeah,
honestly, I think they might as well just put it over at Titletown. I mean, that's everything now. Seemed like downtown tried making a push about the history of the Packers and the start of the Packers and the whole thing, this sort of began. And it just seemed to lose momentum. And right now, nobody really seems to care. So I think Titletown might as well just take it, put it over there next to the skating rink or something
like
that.
I don't know. I think we got to fight a little harder. I'm seeing...
Why? Nobody downtown seems to care.
Well,
no one else cares.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go see the mayor at 9:30 today. So I'm that's why I'm going to see him about that statue, that Packer Plaza, and you know what are his thoughts? I want to hear that, and I have some thoughts, as do you. And I think it needs to stay downtown.
I think you and I are the only ones.
Todd's on
I haven't seen one Have you done one public comment?
Not
that
publicly.
Let's
but
fight to keep this
we've
downtown.
We talked to a few people downtown, some of the businesses, right. And they're like, "We don't want to lose that."
Right.
But
it's right. Like,
but nobody's really.
Yeah. Maybe they feel. It. Maybe they feel, and I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe they feel like they don't have a voice in it. Maybe.
But couldn't they have done this? Whoever bought that area over there, couldn't there have been a thing said? Oh, just buy. Just so you know, this stays. You can go somewhere else, but this stays. And nobody stood up and did that.
And you can do that.
Yeah.
Of course
it's not
you
easy.
Can.
Those guys are like, then we're not doing it. It's like, yeah,
that's
you
fine.
Will.
Screw you. Yeah. Bleep you. I'll take care of it. I'll make that phone call. I will make that phone call right now to whatever company that is. I will call whoever it is. I'll go into his office and I'll say, bleep you, bleep you, bleep you.
Nah,
who's next?
Council already approved it.
Wow.
It's not all.
But
there.
I'd be willing to do that just so you know.
I had a meeting yesterday with someone who works in public safety for the city. And he's like, you know, yeah, things are getting better. The complaints are going down. And
complaints
I'm like,
about what?
Just homeless
everything.
Crime. Just, yeah. And I just said to him, be careful with that. The reason complaints are going down is
people give up.
Right. They stop complaining because it's fallen on deaf ears.
Exactly.
And, you know, they kind of look at you like,
oh, it's true.
Are you right? Yeah, I am right. And, you know, I can tell you stop signs or signals that people, oh, nobody's complaining about it anymore. Well, they complained like hell and nothing
nowhere.
Got done, so they stopped right. complaining. So don't read into that too much. I mean, it's not people who say, oh, no news is good news. That's
no.
not really true.
No,
people
you know
love,
what it is?
People love telling good
it's,
news.
It's apathy. it just becomes apathy.
Well, you get beat up enough, or yeah. not beat up enough, but you get ignored enough. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm done. So, I think there's still a few lingering things out there, not just with the city, with a lot of things. And
but by moving but at Jim, it loses all of its luster. Because the idea was that's kind of the start
what
of
sign?
Where the path. Exactly. So you can move that wherever you want. And now, you know what it is? It's just some statues. It loses. That's going to lose every bit
the
of
the location.
It,
right.
Yes. It's going to lose every bit of its real status of why it's there.
Right.
When they put that together, the history of the Green Bay Packers, the most iconic franchise, maybe in all of, other than the Yankees, in all of professional sports. I just think it loses everything. So you might as well. It doesn't matter where you put it. Heck, put it out at next to the Zippin' Pippin'. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You might as well. Why not? Put it at Bay Beach. Because there's
it's got to stay here.
It but just, wherever it goes from here, there's zero significance anymore.
Now okay,
it's
I agree.
Statues.
So it's got to stay downtown.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a report tomorrow. I'm done, 9:30 today.
Okay.
It's the only thing on the agenda. And I got another
I guarantee you what you're going to get. Well, you know, there's not much we can do. They say it's got to be down. And we get.
No,
I would love to be in politics. I'd like to be like, well, no, you know what Trump said he'd be a dictator for a day? I'd like to be mayor for a day.
Yeah. Maybe a day. Yeah, it gets. It's
give me
tough.
A day. Give me. Let me
it's
be mayor for
the
one
top,
day.
John.
Huh?
It's lonely at the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, it's one day would be.
We got this
that.
Otani number 50th home run ball to be auctioned off starting at $500,000. I have wristbands from Freddie Carr that I got 1969 for the inner squad game. I wonder how much I could auction them off for.
Wow,
Terry. I actually, you know what I got? If when we're gonna get Don Majkowski in here in the studio one day,
mm-hmm.
And you know what I've got? I've got a wristband of his, still got it sitting in my basement office, wristband of his that he wore, and they used to have the plays typed on there.
Oh.
They'd have a piece of plastic, mm-hmm. And it was like sewed on. It's like some lady sewed the plays of plastic on the wristband. I still got them. I'm going to bring it in. I used to get, you know what I used to get those? When I used to have to go in every Monday morning really early to interview Lindy Infante for a radio thing, and he'd always have them in his garbage cans. I'd take them.
He threw those in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, hey, can I grab this? Yeah, sure, go ahead. He was throwing them away. So I still got one. I'll bring it in. But I'd like to have it when Majkowski's here.
Yeah, that'd be... I didn't say I have. I had his autograph, but it's just, you know, just one of those things.
Who, Majkowski's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
I mean, I love the guy, but I...
Hey, happy Pancake Day. I love me some pancakes. I got a feeling our first guest loves pancakes.
I don't think so. Huh?
I think he does. I got a feeling there's some place in Marinette, some little corner restaurant, someplace. He goes into the booth. And
where they know him by name?
They know him. I know him.
Yeah.
He has a big pancake thing. Nothing better than pancakes. Is there, though? Aren't they great?
No, there's a lot of stuff better than pancakes.
No, nothing better than pancakes.
All right, guys. We got to go to break.
All right.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Back at us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1920.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Todd always has a method to his music. And just trying to think why this, because this song, I'll tell you, I know this song was big. This song was big right now in 1973.
Really?
And I was making out next to Teal Lake after a football game.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What? My memories of Teal Lake.
Yeah.
With John Minow.
Yeah.
The moon was high.
Okay, what? Yeah. All right. Huh? Who was that?
Allman Brothers.
All right, wait, that's what I thought. I didn't want to make myself
1973.
Did you? I've been to their museum.
Allman Brothers Museum? Uh-huh. Oh, I used to love the Allman Brothers. Yeah. Oh, wow. Where's their museum? Nashville?
No.
Oh.
They had a house when they first started.
Muscle Shoals, Alabama?
No, it's not in Alabama.
Okay.
Is it in Alabama?
That's where they're from. Weren't they from Alabama, too?
No.
Allman Brothers?
I think so.
I think they're a big part of the Muscle Shoals Mafia, as they used to call it, wasn't it? Them and Leonard Skinner. Cher was actually part of that.
Yeah, Cher.
Those kind of
Jacksonville,
groups.
Florida, they were formed in.
All right. But I think they recorded in at Muscle Shoals.
Could be, yeah.
Because that's where that
big
studio started. Yeah, they got all those kind of like, you know, that was like the start of what would you call it? The crossover between country and rock?
Yeah, that Southern rock thing.
Southern rock. Yeah, exactly. And they were like one of the first ones. You want to know what songs were big? I got a weird thing about songs. Okay, you know this.
Yeah.
So I can just tell you that night, okay, what other songs are playing?
All right.
Okay. Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Albert Hammond.
One hit wonder probably,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Touch me in the morning, then just go away.
Diana Ross,
very good. So those three songs were big on the jukebox on this day, 1973. I don't know why I remember things. Is that crazy?
That's a long
time
ago.
I can remember almost every song I ever made out to. Is that crazy?
That's because you didn't make out that much.
In 72, you know what was the big one? Like at the exact same time?
Well, just tell us the song. We don't have to hear about it.
Ben.
Beck.
Ben. Oh, yeah, you told us that story once.
Yeah, the Rats.
Yeah.
I bet she couldn't wait to get the hell out of there.
I got a couple of honest dates for you.
Yeah, I agree. Give me your pen. Give me your pen.
You told me about that girl. What happened to her?
Yeah,
she went to the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
I,
She crossed over.
She crossed over after you.
Shortly after.
It's like, nah, this isn't what I expected.
I've got a couple of on this date things for you guys if you want to.
Yes,
so please. On this date, 1962, a TV show premiered on CBS. Any guesses?
Beverly Hillbillies.
62.
You got it.
I got it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oh, that is black gold.
That's great tea.
All right. Also on
talk about intro song telling the whole story.
Oh, my gosh.
That was just a... And everybody knows every word to that.
Yeah. How, that's about, very how cool. about 1964? Same on this date in history. This TV show debuted. Another TV show with a great story theme song.
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, I thought you were going to play. Oh, yeah. That is another great.
Yes. That is. That love that show. You would not miss that show for anything.
That was
for anything.
So shallow. Oh, yet, God. You know, I mean.
It's so campy.
Huh?
That it was campy.
Right.
Which was great.
1969 on this date, a TV show. Another story intro. 69.
Story. Let me think about this. Story.
All in the Family.
No.
Nah, well, that would have been a story thing. That's good.
That was later.
A little bit later, maybe, yeah. Huh? 70. 69.
It was a big TV show. They had a couple of reunion shows and movies.
MASH?
Nope.
They didn't have any. That wasn't a storyline.
I'm going to give it to you. Ready?
Okay.
1969 on this date on ABC.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Right?
Brady Bunch. Wow.
Very lovely girls.
Wow.
And then one more on this date story. On this date in 1986, a big thing happened on a nighttime soap opera. Guy gets killed off. This date, 1986, Bobby Ewing returned from the dead.
Oh!
Remember that whole thing? And
talk about jumping the shark.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to walk out of a shower and pretend last season never happened.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, how brilliant is that? Like the writer said, you know what?
Yeah.
We got to bring this guy back. Bring him back. They say, how are we going to write this into the storyline?
Yeah.
It was all a dream.
That's such a cop-out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the other show that was like that on their last episode? It was that kind of a thing?
Well, yeah. The one I'm thinking of is Bob Newhart.
Well, yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the classic one.
Yeah.
But also, remember the TV show Saint Elsewhere?
Yeah.
Remember that? Where it's like his little kid was imagined it all through his little, what do you call those things where you shake him up with the snow globe? Yeah.
That's right, because he
had
cancer. The
kid was autistic. Autistic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't see it, but okay. That sounds
good. Didn't see that coming.
I still think one of the great lines in TV history is Bob Newhart when they go, hey, you should think about wearing tight sweaters.
you should wear more sweaters.
You should wear more sweaters. That was classic. He was so good. Bob Newhart,
man.
Just
the best.
A treasure. Just the greatest.
I mean,
just
funny.
The best.
Yeah, he's funny.
Today's almost also Chimichanga Day. I never go to a Mexican restaurant when I don't order a chimichanga.
You always have a chimichanga?
I always have a chimichanga.
Yeah.
You know what I can't stand? Tamales. You ever have tamales?
Yeah, no. I don't.
No. Yeah. No.
And I don't know if you should eat them or wrap them, right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, no.
Do you eat the husk?
Right, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
But it's,
you don't?
No. Okay. It's like to keep it warm or hot. Or, I don't know.
I think I've eaten the husk or something. I'm not a tamales fan.
No.
But chimis, you can't
but
go wrong.
But they're cheap.
Can you go wrong with a chimmy?
No.
Seafood chimmy is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton is 63. Has she done anything since Terminator and those kind of movies?
I don't know.
Not really, huh?
Not really.
That was her one thing.
Yep.
You know what she really buffed up for that movie. And you know what was kind of hot? When she would ratchet her shotgun, she'd do it with one hand. I still remember that. Remember she carried that 12-gauge shotgun, that pump, and she'd ratchet it with one hand as she was walking.
That's
I thought
cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Johnny Appleseed Day, Alpaca Day. I've tried getting that guy on, the alpaca farmer.
Yeah, would love to get him on.
I haven't gotten, he makes clothes out of his alpacas.
And those
I
are
really
great
want to
clothes,
get him on.
Keep you so warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Law Enforcement Suicide Awareness Day. That's a very important, very, very important entity right there.
Wow.
Birthday, Serena Williams is 43. We mentioned Linda Hamilton is 63. And is this legit?
Yeah.
Charo was on Pete Schwab's show last night?
Yes, she was.
The Charo.
The Charo. Hoochie Coochie Coo. Hoochie
Coochie Coo.
Really?
Well, how did he get her on?
She's going to be down in Baraboo this summer. Or this
fall.
At
that car show?
I didn't know she was still doing things.
Yes, she is.
Okay, you know what, Jim? Back off on that. You always put down girls at car shows. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Breakdowns during the harvest season are frustrating for Wisconsin farmers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. You know what's more frustrating sometimes? Trying to find someone that can help you get it fixed.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Danielle Waterworth is the North American Vice President of Dealer and Customer Support for Case IH and New Holland, and she says recognizing that they're short on people has forced them to turn to technology.
So we have what we call tech in field, where if a customer is down in the field and we have a dealer technician in front of them, we use tech in field. We call them back within 30 minutes, and we're trying to use some of our virtual tools of Connect Tech to be able to visually see what's going on in the field, record that, maybe do some telestrations through the phone for them of where they need to be looking at as they're working and helping that dealer technician get back up and running with the customer there.
Danielle Waterworth, she's the North American Vice President of Dealer and Customer Support for Case IH and New Holland. She said one thing that's helping them help farmers is that their parts inventory is now back to pre-pandemic levels.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
And right now, the weather looks beautiful for this weekend's 31st annual Harvest Fair. It happens at State Fair Park in West Allis. Starts Friday at 5 p.m., continues till Sunday at 6. Cost of admission, just $5 for those 12 and older. Aside from live entertainment, there's also going to be some interesting food that you can tap into, like Thanksgiving egg rolls. The Harvest Fair cream puffs will be there, and so will the Harvest Sunday. You'll also have a chance to interact with local farmers. The 31st Annual Harvest Fair, beginning tomorrow at State Fair Park in West Allis. There's what's happening in food news for a Thursday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Summertime in September is going to continue right on through the rest of the week and the upcoming weekend. Today, sunny, 79 tonight, mostly clear, 52, near 80 tomorrow. And this trend will continue through the weekend with sunshine, upper 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Don't forget about the Go for the Greener Gold contest, your text to win contest coming up this morning after 7 o'clock. Be listening in for that keyword in the 7 o'clock hour. Get ready to text that in with the Civic Media app. Download that today, right now. Join us at WGBW or WISS. Get set to text. Again, that's coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. Go for the Green and Gold. Your chance to go see the Green and Gold at Lambeau Field. So that should be a lot of fun.
That'll be huge. We got Sean standing by. Drove all the way down from Marinette wearing our shirt. Looking
that's
good.
That's cool.
It looks good, right? Representing.
Wearing the corporate colors.
Representing.
We love that.
You know, he's serious about promotion and marketing when he has his, you know, those big things you had in school that they were square and they had a big knife on the end and you would slice papers?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He comes with one.
He's got, how did he get, I want that.
He travels with one in his car.
Oh,
so he can
what?
Cut up
a paper
tickets.
Cutter. Yeah. There you go.
So he can what?
So he can cut up tickets whenever he needs to.
The perfect. He uses scissors and he'd be cutting off part of the ticket, whereas those things you just
boy. I'll tell
perfect.
You what. I'll tell you what.
I've used that a million times.
When he had
the
those,
nuns,
the nuns.
Oh man,
they wouldn't let you get near that thing. They would tell you horror stories about kids getting their hands cut off
because you could come after them with it. That's why
they
were smack in the back of your hand. No. They didn't want to give you any kind of
But they were. Oh my! It's like that thing was just like plutonium. You didn't touch it. You
I
know
don't
what I mean?
Know. We didn't have that. We used that a lot. Jimmy, go cut
we
this
did
up.
Too, but they would give you such a. They would tell you horror stories
right,
first.
About, getting fingers cut off.
Yeah.
I heard that. But.
Yeah. But those things are cool.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I want to buy? There's a thing. Sean, maybe you know. Sean, come in. Can we bring Sean in? Sean, come on in here. Come in here. We're going to bring him in. Hurry up, Sean. Come on, look quicker, Sean. Hey, Sean, while we're young.
Yeah. Okay, Mom.
Too late.
Yeah. Right. Come on. Come on. I got to ask Sean something. We've got a good show today. We've got Sean here. Other than that, it's going to be good, though. We got Becky from Appleton Oktoberfest, Sarah Connolly, 100 Things to Do in Green Bay, the book she wrote.
That's going
to
be good.
It's going to be great.
I was looking at that. That'd be good.
Sean, why do you carry that in your car?
Oh, I only carry it in my car because we don't have one at the Welcome Center, so I was borrowing it from the rec center.
Oh, I got you.
And then I thought, well, you know what? I'll just cut them while I'm here waiting.
Got it. Okay. We're just wondering, Sean.
Yeah.
We're just wondering. Okay.
Just in case you get me upset, I'm going to, you know.
Put my hand
put finger
up.
In there.
That's right.
Okay. I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
All right. Sean is from Marinette. He's got a big event coming up. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. And that's coming up when, Sean?
That is coming up November 2nd.
November 2nd, okay.
Yeah.
And it's a great event. I mean, this is huge for you guys.
Oh, it's huge. We have six barbecue competitors. We've got award-winning craft beer. And then the two musicians, the first guy who's starting the night is actually, he's in the Blues Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2016. The other guy, his album right now is number one in the nation on the Electric Blues chart. Ahead of Joe Bonamassa, ahead of, I mean, names.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you go and you look, and the name of the album is Shut Up and Play, and it's there.
Wow.
And they do that. Wow. And that's Friday.
That's Saturday.
Saturday's the 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. The 9th is the next Saturday. That's Saturday. All right,
yeah.
Marinette.
Yeah,
number one in the nation.
Wow, yeah. That's going to be great.
No, so anyway, so here's the deal, though. So there's something I saw on the internet, and I wanted to. You know what I love watching those videos now of how to create things that are cool.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do it yourself.
Yeah, but it's like some really, really cool things. Like I told you that one guy handed a thing on how to have a fire starter. No matter what, if you're ever lost in the woods, okay, then you got a pack of matches and you carry this with you. You will always be able to light a fire with no problems. Where you take a tube of toothpaste and you clear that out, get rid of the toothpaste. And then you take Vaseline and you mix it with wood chips and you get it back into the, you cut the bottom of the toothpaste tube, okay? And you open it up and you fill it, you completely fill it, and then you solder the bottom part of the toothpaste.
Buy a lighter. Well, that's a lot of work.
No,
so
listen.
Far.
No. No, listen. So anyway, no. So let's say the wood is kind of wet. You're out in the woods.
You're doing this in the woods?
You're in the woods.
Okay, you got with a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah. Well, not it used to be a tube of toothpaste. A tube of this Vaseline of wood chips.
No, I don't get it at all.
Yeah, so anyway. So here's
that is not in a survival kit. Like,
My God.
Were you a Boy Scout?
I'm gonna do this.
Cub Scout.
Cub Scout. Okay. I'm gonna do this and be an Eagle Scout. I hope I get lost. Because I'm going to build the greatest fire. Here's what you do. No, listen.
I think so far, everything you've said, that's the most probable.
Of what? Me getting lost?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. So here's what you do. Right. The thing is, it burns so hot, and it doesn't go out, so to speak. So you can have, like, wet twigs and stuff like that you need for your kindling, and put them around. And this burns so hot that it still burns the wet wood. And you'll have a fire like you can't believe. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do an experiment right here.
Not in here. Outside.
Well, outside. On the sidewalk. Yeah. And I will prove to you this will be the greatest thing you'll ever want to carry with you.
You could just bring us one of those starter, a lighter and a...
Well, you still have to have a starter. You still have to have a lighter.
They're not that
or matches.
That's a lot smaller than a tube of toothpaste. But the size of this pen.
No, not like this, Jim. I'm telling you.
Okay, well, how do we get off on this? What are you going to sell these?
Oh, anyway.
How are we going to sell this?
No, so here's what
are we talking about?
The official Mino and Mayor's
I don't know
fire
how we got off
kit.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
Oh, I know how. Because another thing I saw, they make these things that are almost like the old paper cutters for making kindling. You know how it's always a pain in the butt making kindling because you got to cut the axe, you got to use the thing, you can lose a finger and everything like that. So I want to buy one of those things. It's exactly like that, and you like mount it on the side of the garage or a tree or something, and you take a log, a small piece, and you make kindling by doing the exact same thing. I want one of those.
I think it's called a saw. But okay.
No, it's not. That's... Kindling, you can't make kindling with a saw.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Kindling is just size.
Yeah, but you can't make it with a saw. You know how long it would take to saw down a foot and a half piece of log?
Get a log splitter then.
I've got a log splitter. Okay, we've got a log splitter. Right, but that only makes them half the size.
You can get log splitters that will take a log and even make it into smaller. Not so much kindling, but I bet
you
like
an inch.
Okay,
you know how much log splitter? And I tore that Libra thing in my shoulder. I'm trying to get my...
Labrum.
Labrum. Trying to get the log splitter started.
Labrum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's clarify.
Yeah, I had that wrong for a while.
No wonder you need a doctor if you got one of those on you.
I know, you're right.
I got one in my shoulder, Doc. And I tore it.
No, you don't.
So that's what you were reading. I read this morning about two mayors. Which if I see the word mayor, I'm gonna dig a little bit deeper. One, this is interesting. The oldest cheese in the world, 3,000 years old,
okay,
was found buried next to a mayor.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in some other country?
Well, yeah, we weren't here. Isn't that cool? I mean,
is that like one of those things where they think
Egypt.
That you need? They're still gonna eat when they're dead or something.
I don't know why they buried it with him, but I thought that was cool.
Because they found honey like that, and the honey is still good.
Yeah, this cheese was a DNA thing, but it's kind of cool that you know he took the cheese with him. Like gold, silver. I mean, those guys can probably get whatever they want. You know,
he
took cheese.
So should we just put a big wheel on top of your chest?
What would you like?
I just think, the reason he was in the news was I think they found some cheese older than him.
Ah.
Older than his cheese.
Wow.
Wow.
So it's like 3,600 years old instead of.
Like, was it still edible? Does cheese stay there?
No, it was like through DNA that they tested.
Oh, I got it.
I think that's weird that they took cheese with them to the next.
Ever life.
Right.
Yeah, cheese.
Cheese.
Huh.
So anyway, and of course the other mayor that's in the news is the guy from New York.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Had a little bit of trouble.
You know what? I just want to tell you guys, people had predicted that. So,
what do you mean? I'm not up on this story.
The mayor of New York.
The mayor of New York City?
New York City.
Okay. Is that Bloomberg?
No.
Jeez, that was like five mayors ago.
Okay. No.
He's the 110th mayor. Well, anyway, he was in law enforcement for, 12, 15, 20 years. Ran for mayor from Brooklyn, and he won.
Okay.
And his administration has been, he'll say, picked on, but the public will say, found out. But people are resigning. There's money he may have taken from the Turkish government, which is totally illegal to take foreign money for a race. You can't do that. Everybody
knows
that.
Wait a minute. I thought you got a big donation from Canada one time.
No.
That's what I've heard.
Hey, Mayor.
And the city.
I'll tell you what. Let's go have some pancakes and back bacon.
Like Molson Gold.
The head of the police is resigning. Everybody's like resigning. Deputy.
I didn't know this. I missed this story.
How can you? You're reading about wood chips and toothpaste. I mean, get up on the news, man.
That's the top story in the Nagani Times.
That is true. There's this thing called the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. You can look at those.
You know what I want to do? I got to tell you this. I'm going to revitalize my old hometown.
Okay.
My downtown.
Yeah, I think we are. We're going to do that weed and feed or whatever. Yeah.
My hometown.
Nagani. Yeah. After we're going, we're getting off the grid.
The weed and feed. Yeah. No, but here's the deal. So when I was in Marion, what a wonderful little town. You ever been to Marion?
Yeah.
What a nice
over by Sean
town.
On that, yeah. Right? Yep.
Beautiful little town. So I spoke there and did a book signing on Saturday. Wonderful people. And the whole town
came, 8, 9, 12
whatever.
People? Great.
But I talked to Dick Bennett yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he said that.
I called him back, and that was his one of his first coaching places. And he used to have to go around to all the little towns to pick up the players and everything.
Wow.
But anyway, they got this, for their historical society, they got this big old building, and they recreated their downtown from 100 years ago. Okay.
Oh, that's cool. Like old town.
Sacramento.
Inside
the building.
Yes.
Wow, that's cool.
And I wanted to, big old grocery store. If there's anybody, okay, Nikki's here, willing to drop mine off in the middle of the woods to test out his Boy Scout fire experiment.
There you go.
I'm okay with that, Nikki.
I'll drive.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I will do that. You guys will be shocked. I'm going to do this.
He will take
I'm going to come in. Todd, within 1 week, I'm going to do this experiment.
Okay. Nikki, we'll go halves on the insurance policy.
But anyway.
Gee, Schmidt's got a lot more money.
There's this big old story, Russo's Supermarket. Okay, Russo's is legendary in my hometown. They make Mama Russo spaghetti sauce and kudigi and stuff like that.
That's good name. Okay,
But they're really revitalizing downtown. But there's this big, old, ugly building, abandoned building right in the middle. Okay? Mm-hmm. I am going to propose that they recreate the old downtown Iron Street, as it was called, in Nagani. Mm-hmm. Recreate that as a tourist thing. They've got one in Marion that is so nice, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, those are cool.
Aren't they cool?
Yeah, they are. They really are. Growing up in Chicago, we used to go to the Field Museum.
Yeah.
Of Science and Industry, actually. Not the Field Museum, but the Science and Industry. And they have an old town.
Yes.
You know, that they've built up. And it's interesting to kind of see and
absolutely
absorb.
They also have a dinosaur.
And you know what? I got to write. So my dad.
He draws the dinosaur.
My dad always used to hang out at Triano's Bar. Okay, yeah. Guido Toriano. Okay, Gidio Toriano. But anyway,
that's Italian.
Well, he also, you know what? He also had a band, and every person in my family that got married, Gidio's band played at the Union, building.
That was the gift to your dad.
No. Here's what I'm saying. So that I used to go to my dad all the time to Toriano's Bar, and I'd have an orange crush or something, have a shot and a beer.
Dark bottle.
But anyway. His nephew, the guy on the bar, lives in Marinette.
Oh, really? Okay.
Marinette Armanami runs the bar there.
Okay.
And he says he still has the original bar at his house.
Oh, really?
I would give anything in the world
to
have that bar where me and my dad, when I was 4 or 5 years old, sat at that bar and he's got that. Wouldn't that be a cool thing for something like this?
Yes.
To recreate that?
Yeah.
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 That's all possible. And people love recreation. They love history. But two things, Johnny. One is it is expensive to do that. I mean, you're very handy. You could probably help a lot. But, bringing history back is not cheap.
Well, if I'm very handy, how come I don't have any of these home builders that are looking for laborers calling me?
You're very slow. You're not prodigy, you're profitable. I said you're handy. Okay. But I think, and there's also, I'm going to say, the Historical Society. And we have a friend of ours.
Do a quick quiz.
There's some money out there
for this. What TV show was this famous line? If the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy.
No idea.
Did you?
Seven wives for seven brothers.
The Red Green Show.
Oh, okay.
Remember the Red Green Show?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I saw it was based out of Canada.
Yeah.
Red Green and his nephew. And everything he did was basically with duct tape. You've never seen the Red Green Show? You're the only person I know that's never seen the Red Green Show.
It's kind of
take a ball.
The prequel of Charlie Barnes.
Yes.
You know,
but based on a candy.
Yeah, but
you're
based,
exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they just spoof on themselves because they realize that some of the things are really
absolutely
weird.
That
but
weird.
Work.
Yeah. Oh, how could you have not seen the Red Green Show ever?
I don't know, John.
Quick poll. You ever seen the Red Green Show? Yes or no? Yes or no? Dave says, John, would you like me to send my old toothpaste tubes for you?
There you go.
No, Dave. No. You guys send a quick break. Back in this. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you hot, you hot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your Work Money Minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax-advantaged savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advisors commit to the fiduciary standard. And lastly, promote social insurance programs to help folks when things go wrong. That's it. For more tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not.
Hey, welcome back. 1971.
This is a...
Todd? 1971? Jerry Reed?
Let me see what we got here. 1971, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, when he's hot, he's hot. Yeah.
You know what? I remember this because you graduate from the eighth grade, and I told you we did that thing that was not right. We changed our grades on our report cards and stuff like that, and the nuns never, but whatever. So we got away with that. And here you are, and I had a good-looking girlfriend.
In 71?
Yeah.
I was 1 year old.
Then she broke up with me. But anyway, here's the deal, though.
Did she go to the other side, too?
No. So anyway, then whatever. But here's the deal. Then I got the mumps. She broke up with me at the movies. Okay. She gave me my altar boy ring back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You were able to give away your altar boy ring? Yeah. Was that how you went on Steady and stuff?
Yeah. We would get our rings from Bazooka. Did you ever get those? Do you remember those?
Yeah,
those were like big time popular.
Oh, absolutely. No
black
question.
With the letter on.
Oh yeah.
Those
no
were,
question.
That was
but it was
the
kind of ring. It was the kind of ring
you get
that
altar boy ring.
It was it was an altar boy ring. I was on the Knights of the Altar. I was like legendary as an altar boy.
I was one of the better altar boys.
I would put you to
didn't
shame
have any
as an altar boy.
Did you know Latin?
Are you kidding?
Did you know Latin?
I
got
so
called
good
for
on
everything.
The bells. It was mind boggling. I would anticipate and I had just the right length.
No, I.
My buddy Dennis DeAngelo would go for every ring, ring,
okay,
ring,
tell me ask you this. This is the good altar boy. So you, when you come up with the two crafts,
yeah,
the water and wine.
Yeah, did that.
And the priest out of your left hand will take the wine.
Yep.
Then would he put it back in your left hand? You see,
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, see, what I would do is I'd then switch the right to the left, so you just put it back in your right, so you only took from the left.
Oh.
Like that was, no, like they liked
like
that.
Wow. That's a big deal? Like that's something special?
He was cheating back then.
He was Jimmy back then.
Yeah.
Cheating. Wow. Yep. Wow.
It was
you didn't have an Ultimate ring?
And if they would have had them, I would have had one.
It was the ones one size fits all where it wasn't closed. You know the type of, yeah, exactly. You remember those?
Turn your ring, right, your finger green. No,
yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. But you know what? I've got that disease. Or whatever you want to
say. You know what that disease is, Johnny? Disease. Cheap.
Besides that.
That's the disease. Any ring that turns your finger green is cheap.
No, I've got no disease.
You've got the regular skin that everybody else says.
I can't wear any jewelry because my skin turns green and itches.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
All the jewelry you wear is cheap. Wear this watch. That's not going to turn your wrist green.
I bet it would.
Jim, if you give him that, you'll never see it again.
Hey, where's my watch? Your watch.
Okay. I don't know what I did with it. I left it at the gear cam.
Yeah. He's out on the street corner. With
exactly. No,
I know.
With the coat.
No. Okay.
Hey, man, you want to buy a fly watch?
All the best mayors have these.
That's right. I feel like the guy, remember in Coming to America? When they get all their stuff stolen the next day, the guy goes, hey, man, want to buy a fly watch? Want to buy a gold-encrusted toothbrush? I'd be like that. No question about it.
Hey, but anyway, that's... Okay, so...
So it's like you graduate from the eighth grade, you got a girlfriend, and life is good. You're going to be a freshman. You're going into high school, the big public school. Everything's great. And I got the mumps my first week of vacation. First week of summer vacation, I got the mumps.
Ooh, you ever have the mumps? That's tough in the summer. I don't remember
that,
but I'm sure I did.
They are the worst thing you've ever... Ever have the mumps, Sean?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I would think I do.
I'd probably did too, because then everybody...
Wow.
But usually it's younger. I mean, eighth grade
I know. Eighth grade. That was... It's almost like dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you know what it did? It got into other parts of my body then. I mean, it was like serious, okay? And you know what? Listen to me.
Labrum?
Yeah, right. That's exactly where it got.
That, you know what? I never grew again. I think it stunted my growth because it got into my parts of my body, the pituitary area.
That's not, the mumps have nothing to do with your
pituitary. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. When you get the mumps, when you're going through puberty type thing, it stops your growth. And that's why
you never got an NFL contract.
That's exactly right.
That's not a bad excuse, but it's BS. But that's great.
Let's get a doctor on.
That's pretty easy to do around here.
Okay, if we have any doctors listening, mumps when you're like 13 or 14-year-old boy, can that completely shut off your growth? It can, and it did.
I bet it could be pretty serious. Yeah, you should see if your daughter would call us.
Yes!
That'd be nice.
Call your daughter.
She's working.
That's okay. Come on, she can step out for her dad.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
She walks to work.
Text her, say it's an emergency.
Yep.
She'll call you right back.
We'll get her on just after 7 o'clock. You know what's that, 8 o'clock her time? She's not even at work yet.
I swear, I will bet on this. I will put money on this.
I would say that it could...
Okay, we're going to the casino when? Later this afternoon?
Yeah, I've got an interview.
Okay, we're going to put $2.30. $10 bet on this. $10 bet. You in?
Then just wait, what's the bet? You always see what the problem with you is you place a bet on a concept, and then when it comes down to the bet... changes it. He tweaks it a little bit.
Yeah.
But this is the bet I'll take. That if you get the mumps, if a boy gets the mumps during puberty...
Yes. Can that stunt his growth?
It locks his growth.
Yes.
Locks.
Yes.
And I'm saying it can affect it. It doesn't lock his growth. So that means you're 13 years old. You weigh 107 pounds. You're 5 feet tall.
Actually, I was 145 pounds.
Well, it obviously didn't stunt your growth, Johnny.
What do you mean by that?
You're a hell of a lot more than 145 pounds now.
Wow.
What have you seen? You just.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? Just simple logic.
Where's the love?
You know, there's a thing about that in the workplace now where you can't make comments about somebody's body size and things like that.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Let's get HR on the phone.
Yeah, right? HR.
There you go.
Do we have HR?
Yes, we do.
Who is that?
Her name's Jacqueline.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Jacqueline, we'll get her
out. We're talking to Jacqueline.
You might want to be careful with Jacqueline.
I'm telling you right now. Promise you'll call your daughter.
I'm doing it right now.
$10 bet at the casino, yes or no?
Not that bet.
Wow,
I'll take the bet that if you get your mumps, that you're locked in the rest of your life at that.
It stunts your growth. It stops your growth.
Okay, fine. I'll take that bet.
Sean, stick around. We'll get
I'll
to you.
I'll stick you.
All right, thanks.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll talk more about the American Stability Act, the transformational legislation that will protect and raise up the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now at Pella, get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.